Hello and welcome to Season 4 Blister Critters with a Pint of Cthulhu. Two, can give us a rundown of last episode.
Alright, so we showed up at the farm after leaving the theater, and then when we got here, we met a very stern, per the photo, but not necessarily acting, head pig, as he calls himself, of a farm. It looks like from the photos, though it's got a lot of crop, but it looks like from what we're led to believe he's more of a livestock farmer. But he was very nice. He let us in. It's a Mr. Jeffrey Applewood. Was it Applewood or Appleton?
Applewood.
Applewood with the wood. Okay, I did write it down right.
Yeah.
And he fed us and then left to prepare our food. Well, he said he was going to feed us and we left to prepare our food. And while he was preparing, we raided his house. Manny and I scoured the first floor and found an injectable liquid that I did not recognize immediately. And from what I can tell, Gertrude and Kolaris, they found stuff on the second floor. But before they could go any further, he came back and he prepared dinner for us and we were drugged. I tried to save my roach and go. I tried to save myself. I took my roach and go, noticing I was getting drowsy, but it did not help me very much. It looks like he's a very powerful poison. And I got thrown into a knapsack. And that was the last episode.
Mm-hmm. And as you all come to, you'll find yourselves all in cages. Most of your items have been taken off of you for now. You can see them scattered on the other side of the room. Yeah, there's a couple of boxes with just junk thrown into it, and your items seem to be in there.
I do an Noggin check to see if there's sex toys everywhere, like if it's a sex dungeon.
There'll be at least one.
Do me a roll.
Yeah.
There's a swing. Oh!
And of course, you'll eventually notice that Manny is missing. That's a six. Yeah, there's a couple more toys there, that's for sure.
Ah, damn it. Well, I hate to say, guys, I've been here at least, I count today, 3 times, so I know how we can get out of it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to know? I've got several scenarios of how I've had to get out of this before. Let's hope the first one works. The third one and the second and third ones were quite awful. I'll have you know.
I mean, when it happened,
it doesn't
with
fall
me,
fucking him. I'm just gonna go in. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It doesn't fall fucking him, but we will get out of it after the fuck.
With the rats, you mainly just screamed and cried. Just I'm not entirely sure to trust your expertise on this.
Good God. Yeah, I mean, you've woken up. I'll take some rolls to see what you all can see. To tell you what you can also see. If you're looking around and whatnot, you're all still a little bit groggy, but not too badly. Who's going to do some rolls?
So, I like to just ask one question first. These cages are we in? How are they locked? What they're locked at?
With a very, very firm electronic lock.
Electronic?
So,
is there a way I could pick it with one of my barbs and my javelins?
Quite possibly, but maybe ask some questions first about where you are before you just start doing that bit.
But we did establish we're in the sex session. Okay, so Tom, should we roll to look around? I mean, like, should we inspect the room?
That's what he
Yeah, maybe you should do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something. What do I roll?
Well, what's the one for looking around, buddy?
He doesn't know that, bud.
There you go.
Six.
Cool. So you wake up. You'll notice you're first off to notice that Manny's missing. You'll also notice that you're all in cages. You're all on a conveyor belt by the look of it. And at the very end of this conveyor belt, which you can't see really at the moment, there's a whole kind of pile of smashed up cages and some very nasty ooze leaking out from them. And it's also at that point you'll see that there's a little goat in one of the cages.
Is he the goat?
Is he the goat?
I feel like that needs to be determined.
Okay, so should we? Okay, can I talk to the goat? Can I say, "Hey, goat man, what the hell's happened? Why are we in these cages?"
Yes, you can.
Give me one quick sec to pull up the shit.
Jay can do a better voice on this one than I can, so you're playing it.
This has been judged completely arbitrarily and without any recourse.
It's fine. I'll just, you know, stand here waiting with this giant, like, conveyor belt.
Bet you will. Jesus.
It's not moving.
Imagine Gertrude there with their arms crossed and tapping their feet. Like, in a rush.
Oh, hello there, sir, ma'am.
Wow. When did you turn so sweet?
I love how you dropped the ball on the punchline. Like, you really tried to diss her, and you just fucking dropped it. Like, you did, yeah, you had it in your hand and threw it on the ground.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally did that, because what was going into my head that moment was so much worse. I was like, nope.
I don't know about sweet. The pigs kind of said my siblings were tender and buttery.
Ah, that sounds...
So I don't think we're sweet.
That's not good. Okay, so... how long have you been here for now?
Well, I've been here a little while. They said I wasn't really worth eating. In the cage here, a couple hours.
Awesome. Do you want to join a cult?
My mama said that we were already in a different one, so I shouldn't accept the Jehovah's boys or anyone else.
We're not Jehovah's. I mean, have you heard the great teachings of God? Oh,
you mean the Christian Jesus?
Anyway, I feel like we diverted.
Where are we going with this, Carmen?
Confused with season two here.
I actually want to know, Carmen, do you even remember what your character from season two even worshipped?
Not clear.
I think he did worship the Christian God. I think that came up before.
Did the actual D&D ones.
I did try, but there was a lot, and okay. I gave up quick.
Who here has the best insight kind of role? Just remembering things.
So no, I want to see if I can drill down this goat demon first.
Okay, but I want that first. I want to know who's got that.
I've actually just got a D8 and instinct.
Yeah, I've got D8 as well. I think we have
cool. Well, with the D8,
that's a net one.
I got a 3.
Well, Jay, your character seems to remember that you ate the steak, and it very much was very goaty.
Well,
even though I was awake, I still think he's a good guy. Like, that's the limit of that one. I'm like, you know what? He couldn't possibly have been the one that drugged us.
I mean, dinner was tasty. Anyway,
I think I'm just going to keep that to myself. But buttery is a good descriptor, though.
So yeah, no, the this cage shenanigans. Goat woman, man, I don't know. Goat.
I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
I turned this many, and he holds up hooves that are only capable of putting it in 4.
By any chance, have you been working on the escape plan? Do you know any idea we can get out of these cages?
Well, my mama was working on escaping, but I don't really know how that turned out for her. I haven't seen her in quite a while. I don't really think I can get out of here, Mom. I'm kind of needle. I can't really.
Yeah, that's great. Could you tell me your mum's plan?
Well, she was gonna try and call one of the guards over and see if she could get the lock off, the keys or something off of them. But I don't know if that works, because I think these locks are different than the ones we're used to.
That's a very good point. Gertrude is thinking very strongly right now.
You can see smoke pouring out of Gertrude's ears. I don't want to have to like talk to myself.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, why not?
Well. We don't want a Freudian moment, I believe.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that Cap is not here for this episode.
Yeah,
if ever we could use a talking person.
I'm trying to step up, but there we go.
You are. You're doing well, Carmen.
So, I mean, at this point, I'm tempted just to start jumping around in my cage to get it off the conveyor. Maybe make a commotion.
I don't know what I could ask.
Okay.
Are we gonna ask good questions or keep going?
You can ask the good questions.
Oh.
Yeah. There is a little bit of information that can be gathered from this thing.
Yeah, he's been here a while. He knows some stuff.
Ah, okay. How long have you been here?
Well, I think your friend already asked that. I've been here for a couple of hours and I've been on the farm for weeks now with my mama and my brothers, but they're gone.
Oh, sorry, if he asked that, usually when he speaks, my brain turns off. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm just kidding, Carmen, I swear.
Yeah, you guys got here about an hour after I did, maybe? You been asleep for a little while. There was another one of you, but he got brought somewhere else.
Okay. Well then, so is... It's the pig that's doing this, correct?
Yeah.
Just make a confirmation.
Yeah, and he's gonna point with his hoof down across the road, and there's some pigs around here. I don't really see anything other than pigs at the farm, and then the things the pigs eat, and the things they take the yellow stuff from.
Very quickly, goat person. What time is breakfast?
I'm Petey. What time is breakfast? Oh, they don't. Well, they kind of feed us, but it's not... I don't think you'll like the food very much.
Yeah, that's not what I kind of meant. I'm more thinking, we got a time limit here.
Oh, don't worry. If they got you in here, it means you got lots of these yellow things like I got. They're not going to try and turn you into food quite yet, maybe. Usually folks come in and they get all the stuff drained out of them, then they go kind of stupid like the cows out front. And then they get made food. You ain't stupid yet, so they ain't gonna be eating you for a little while. The big thing at the end there, that's mostly for if you try and get out of here.
I didn't wonder about
the cage
cows,
up and
but
it comes
I didn't
down.
Think anything of them. Huh. I guess they were a bit dopey.
Well, I will say, our sweet Gertrude here actually interrupted you when you said your name. What was your name again?
I'm Petey. Petey the Goat.
Now you're gonna name dinner.
Petey the goat. Goat.
Oh, Petey the goat. Okay, because doe is a term for goat.
Yeah, but I'm a little boy goat. I'm not a girl one.
You're a boy goat. Okay. Okay.
It's just that the person voicing me is incapable of making the distinction.
Billy the buck. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you said your mother is missing as well? And you haven't seen her for a while?
Yeah, she went around a couple days ago. I think she'd probably been eaten by now. They were talking a lot about mint sauce, and I don't know what goes with mint sauce, but I think we might.
Ah.
You're very cool about this, you know, what just happened to you.
That's what I was thinking. Very nonchalant.
Well, there ain't really much I can do about it.
Okay.
That's so, an optimistic attitude. Very scary, but optimistic.
Birdman, let's circle around here and gather what we got so far. So, we found out that, we've been trapped in these cages, we've been drugged, there's a chance that we could become stupefied and become cows.
I don't think they turn you into cows, I just think you become, dumb enough that your food now.
And also, I don't think Kalaris has asked the goat questions. Would the goat... Goat like to talk to Galaris?
You know what? That's a very fair point. Child, you mentioned our friend had been taken somewhere else. Where might that somewhere else be? Considering neither of my companions have asked you this very important
piece. Wait, where is our skunk friend? Actually, that's a good point. Oh, fuck.
Yes, it is. Well,
wait, we're missing a
Mr. Exceptionally Great Badger, he got taken round fast track, so he didn't have to go through this bit. They just took him straight to the extraction room. It's past the end of the conveyor.
He is a smelly sort.
Yeah, they said he was a bit stinky, so they didn't want him in the food, and they spit here. Make all the food taste bad.
Well, hopefully he's doing fine. Knowing Manny,
so it's nothing to worry about.
Knowing Manny, he's already pulled the butt plug.
It's at this point you'll hear like a klaxon go off. A small little tube kind of goes into each cage and drops a bit of food on it. It's nothing major, it's just like some weird slop.
Oh, right.
Fuck yeah, slop!
Yeah!
Behind you, the wall opens up a bit and a whole bunch of UV lights turn on. Now, these UV lights cause any of your mutation blisters to start hurting somehow.
Oh, shit.
They swell slightly.
See, I like slop, but I'm not so fond of it.
My eyes are hurting. My eyes are hurting. Why are my eyes hurting? Question: these UV lights. Can I use my laser beams to like get rid of them? Because I've got laser beam eyes now.
Yeah, you potentially could do. Sure.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna do this because I've got a slight plan. Just to circle around. The goat kid Pete. That's it. Pete now is my name. Said about the mum's plan about getting a guard to get the keys to get the locks open.
Yeah.
If I laser beam the lights, which I probably can do, that will get a guard to come in to like check our room, right, and check us.
Oh, can I give a recommendation, real quick? See, you see this big thing here,
and he's going to point towards the giant metal like car crusher.
Yeah, I was wondering about that on this.
So
metal.
If someone causing too much trouble and they're not like worth the yellow stuff they can get out of them, they're gonna move the conveyor belt along till you're under it and it's gonna come down. So I think maybe if you got some kind of laser vision, you're saying, maybe get rid of that thing first so they don't just squish you.
Hmm.
I don't like getting splattered when someone gets squished.
It's That is good point. Sadly, that's a lot of energy requirement. Gertrude must think. Burbank, you ask questions. You're first in line, anyways. You got more on the line than me. If I go with my plan, you're gonna go first.
That is true. First in line, first under the crusher.
Well, I like that. Well.
Huh. Do you like that?
I'm just trying to think whether or not that would be the best course of action.
I'm game for like changing the plan here. I'm just
Gertrude, can I ask
better.
You something that might be a bit impertinent?
Go on then, Calaris.
Would lasering the very thin bars of your cage not be easier than lasering the big metal thing?
Yeah, I'm about to say that's a lot of metal to go through to do the metal thing when you could just get out.
And if you can get out, then maybe you can get. Maybe you can get us out because
the
very clever artist who made these cages didn't put a button on them, so you'd theoretically just lift them up and let us out.
Yeah, so Gertrude's just gonna look down, act a little complex, like, yeah, because I definitely thought of that plan. I could just laser beam the fucking cage and just step out. But then
just don't hit us.
Yeah, but then that's gonna become problems.
Are you adding a second crusher? Fuck off, Matt.
I can't move the cages.
Wait, are you moving the cages?
Are we missing all of our equipment, or we're missing all our equipment and we just have our blisters?
Yeah, you just have your powers.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do here. So I am going to laser beam our cages, because I'm assuming this laser beam can cut through the metals of the cages.
Yeah.
Can I get
to elaborate,
two cages?
One second. To elaborate, Tukin, your stuff is on the other side of the room. You could potentially do it as long as, spending the grit for it each time. Yeah, sure.
Every single hit counts.
Yeah.
If it's one laser beam, I could cut two cages at once, but no, it's just okay. So when I did my instinct check earlier, were there any keys on the wall? Did I spot that?
Nope.
So there are no keys in the room, so if I get out, I'm the only one out.
Unless you let someone else out, then yeah, you'll be the only person out.
Oh, I can let them out. So these electric locks aren't bio locks or anything like that, like the fingerprints.
No, you can technically hack them if you really wanted to. It'd be very difficult for you. Or you can go around and spending grit and burning them all out.
Yeah, that's a lot of grit, man. I'll be a very bad character to be after spending that much grit.
How far away?
Can
I see my theater light in this stuff? How far away is it? And if I were to say use telekinesis to get it, how many seconds would you say it would be take for me to just get it into my hands?
I'd say it'd be about maybe 5 seconds worth. It's not a million miles away, but it's not close. Depends on how fast you can make this thing go in 5 seconds.
Boy, go to the thing. You're, aside from our past companion, you're furthest away from the bird. Would you mind distracting the guards a little so they go over here next to you?
Well, sure, sir. I'd be quite happy to do that. I bet Matt's having so much fun with the fact that I can now just get this NPC to do whatever's convenient for us.
Quite funny, because there are no guards at the moment.
Sorry, wrong layer. My bad. I have DM'd.
Wrong layer.
Fuck you.
That's why they're slightly transparent.
I don't have working eyes, you know this.
Good point.
Well, if there's no one around, then even better, just get the thing. Who's going to notice?
Okay, so...
Yeah, sure.
So, laser eyes?
Well, I mean, you could do that. I would say go ahead and do that. And, I mean, luckily, I don't know how much time we've got, but I would say if you do that and then I do the theater light, you know, we could do two birds, one stone, literally, even though there's only one bird here. Anyway.
Can you just quickly remind me about the theater light? What does that do? How does that benefit us?
It's my weapon. Like, I can literally bash the electronic lock.
Okay.
I was thinking, or just, like, make it explode, because it also shoots fire. It explodes. So, I was just thinking...
I like this plan, because then we can get... I can jump down, get our weapons, I can throw you and Kalaris weapons, and you can try and bash your way out.
If you do that, then that completely defeats the purpose of the theater, like me using telekinesis. So if you're going to do that, I'm not going to do the telekinesis.
Oh, no, this is the catch. Your telekinesis probably costs less grit than my laser beams.
It takes 10 grit.
Yeah.
For what Matt was saying. I take two times whatever seconds he says. And I was sitting there thinking, Matt, like, I figured I'd do a relatively fast speed, but I was thinking, considering how this is, I don't necessarily think I can fluctuate the speed. It's more of just how long
it
hold it. So I wouldn't necessarily know how fast it goes, but like it'll be just like a set. Speed.
5 seconds, you know, 5 seconds is fine.
So yeah, it'd be 10 grit for me then.
Cool. It's gonna be bigger than the bars, though.
Well, okay. So I'm gonna ask this then. If I have, well, crap. I have 14 grit. So I wanted to make a deal, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I spend 13 grit, not burning myself out, 13 mm-hmm. grit. Can I make this thing come to me, hold it in the air, and make it blast the electronic arc while it was in the air? Just throw my shot. Shoot my shot.
All right. Yeah, sure. I'll let you do that.
Okay, so that way I'm not exhausted. But I'll do that. Okay, I'm burning 13 grit.
Before you roll that, I'm just going to say my laser beams are just 8 grit. I can burn that and be fine. But it's up to you. I like it. It's telekinesis flip. Go for it. I mean, all you, bro. But just saying.
Well, I mean, are you wanting me to roll damage, Matt? Or, because that's a different thing. I can roll noggin to hit the electronic lock.
Yeah, I'd say you'd roll the noggin to hit it.
Okay. I burned 13 grit and I'm rolling noggin.
Okay.
That is 11. That's a full 10 plus 1.
Yep, so as you do that, the lock kind of pops, cracks, and the door just limply swings open slightly.
Sorry, Gertrude, but I would wait for you, but at the same time, I'm literally next on the fucking chopping block, and I immediately fly off the...
And with...
Hey, don't forget about that, me.
Okay, I'm going to move you off of that, so... Ba-da-boom. And, actually, I'm going to put you over there. With that, you'll hear an alarm go off. and you'll see a little door, side door open up, and two piglets come out. And they're like, "Oi, who let you out?"
And now, I understand if you don't want me to, but can I immediately grab my theater light since it was in the air as I fly out, so I have it in my hands?
Roll me a d10, odds and evens. Evens you get it, odds you don't.
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, come on. Damn it.
Unfortunately, it kind of clips the side of the cage and it flips out of control and you just kind of... It's on the conveyor belt.
Very quickly, can I roll like a strength check to try to sort of jump me and my cage off the conveyor belt?
Why didn't you?
This is more like a distraction. I'm trying to get close to a guard so that
I'll let you try it once, but then we're entering combat.
Well, I'm on my own here. I would go ahead and just burn through the bars like you were planning to, Cartman.
No, I will, but I just want to see if I can get my cage off the conveyor first. So I'm gonna roll a quick scrap.
Well, it's what it sounds like is if you fail this, then we're just fucked.
No, the difference is time. It's like, am I on a conveyor? Am I not on a conveyor?
How much is that total? Do you get any bonuses for that?
Oh no, I don't get any bonuses. Just the 8.
And unfortunately, you just kind of hit your head and went into the bars.
Oh, what the hell? It's a fucking strong cage.
Why didn't you do your plan that you're planning to do?
With I that, Tuka, can roll me a scurry roll.
That's a 7 for me.
Cool, that's a 7 for you. So until everyone else is out and about, we'll just go with it as it is now. So yeah, it's you out, you're first. The alarm starts going off, the conveyor starts to move, and it looks like it's going to take about a turn before your cage was under the crusher. So yeah, you have a turn to do something. You're in the air, they can't get to you, but they are, I think I'll start throwing things at you in a minute.
Okay, so I'm on my own, so okay. Oh, would I be able to swing on down and get my theater light?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you want to make that my turn? Am I okay with that?
Can do if you want to. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can do one other little minor thing if you want.
Minor thing? Would I be able to then get, like, would I be able to get one of my friends out? Like Clarice or
Sure. You got a 10 on to get yourself out, so I'd want at least a 6.
Is that enough? Like, well, that was a noggin.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
What's your scrap roll?
Is it 8d8?
Yeah, okay, I'll say it's 2 and a 6.
Well, it's a 5. Well, I can't burn grit. I got 1, so I'm...
Exactly. So, unfortunately, whoever's cage you hit, it just kind of... You missed, or it kind of just glances off of it. And it is now the pig's turn.
But I did get my theater light, right?
Yeah, you got that. That is equipped. So, one of the pigs is going to use spew. You spew up bright green acid as this area attack. It's going to be singular, so it's going to after you. This liquid melting the flesh of opponents. Burn X crit to roll one attack. If you get a 6+, the spew inflicts XD4 damage on any number of targets close in range. 2 or a 5, only X damage. If you roll a 1, you suffer X damage. So it's going to spend 10 grit. The first little pig, and it's going to try and vomit at you, so give me just a second to get that down to twin top. Just as standard. So I'm going to guess it's a attack roll. So it is going an 8, and you need to scurry. No, 2. Can you beat a 2? Yes, you can.
At a 6.
Yep, so the first one just kind of throws up in your direction and it misses you. It kind of rains down on the others, but it's not enough to cause any issues.
Does it weaken the cages, the acid?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Full sport.
Nice try. The The second one will also try exactly the same thing. So he's going to try and throw up on Tukan, spending 10 grit. So it's another D8. Fucking hell, another 2.
And that's a 7.
And with that, you'll notice the first cage is crushed easily. So it's going to be a turn away before Gertrude is underneath the crusher.
Well, luckily Gertrude might have a plan. Because Gertrude got very scared then. He didn't realize coming down.
Just like, ah. I will let the guys in the cage do something. This isn't just combat for the sake of combat. So you can do something.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll wait for my turn.
I thought we were all part of the combat. Well, you're not part of the combat, but you still have something you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you let me, my friend, use
a combination? Butter him up first. Hold on.
My dearest friend, mate, would you let me use an animal power and a grit power, a booster power in sync, seeing as we are under the lights and our booster powers are presumably getting beefed up a little bit. I want to use my inflate power on my claws because I don't currently have a weapon.
Yep.
And I'm going to use my great digger animal power to try and make the already kind of long jagged claws a badger would have bigger and stronger and use them to dig through the conveyor belt to get the fuck out of my cage, which has no bottom.
You'd need soft ground for that.
And yeah, that's why I was using inflate to try and get past that. Because it was a 7.
So you're trying to inflate your claws to be able to dig through. I tell you what, roll me a... Yeah, let's go for a D10 again, and evens and odds, so evens you can sort of start digging your way out, odds you can't. It's going to take you a turn though.
That's a 10. It's evens.
Nat 10. Yeah, I'd say you can start. You make a decent way through, that's for sure. You think it's only going to take a little bit longer before you need to push your way through the last bit.
Sorry, you might be on your own for this.
Exactly. However, with that, you will hear the friendly voice of the postman. Oh, hello there. Is this a good time for your meal?
It's a bit crushing right now.
Oh, ha ha ha. Gertrude, it's your turn to give me the mail.
Right,
if it's anything other than a cage master key, that's the dumbest thing. It needs to be a cage master key.
Actually, Joe, I like that. I want a auto hacking tool with unlimited uses. That's on the back of a... okay, this is the advert. You can see, come to Gizmo Gadgets, where we have all the Gizmo Gadgets you want. Today's special is the auto hacking machine. All yours. Auto hacking machine, all yours. Come get our auto hacking machine, Gizmo Gadgets.
If you run out of words to say, just repeat the same words over and over again, and it will...
Apparently so.
Yeah.
So, this is quite a big bulky machine. It's going to be an SPF 7.
I hate you right now.
It's unlimited usage, though, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's so big, it's stuck on the outside of the bars.
Can I connect it to the... Can I use it in any way, I should ask?
I mean, sure, but you'll be at a disadvantage of using it. And with that, the post-person Peter will disappear.
I hate post-person Peter right now. Why did he...
And you're left with a big, giant grey box on top of your thing.
Just...
Hey, you got what you wanted. It's under usage.
Yeah. I wrote the jingle. I spoke the jingle.
That you did.
The monkey's paw curls. Yes.
And with that, the crusher will lift.
Okay, now.
Tugan, it's now your turn again.
Hey, wait, what? I thought it was my turn.
I immediately swoop down and grab the master. I swoop down and grab the master, grab the hacking machine, and use it on Gertrude.
Okay, so you can use this thing. You might not be able to pick it up so much because it weighs a ton. And
it should be right by his cage, right? So I could literally just
It's on top of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I could at least, like, or like knock it down to where it's right near the what unlocks this cage, and then just pick it up and use it. But I'm so not going to, like, carry it.
Okay, this thing has a 50-50 chance of it working in the first go. So, D10, odds and evens, you choose which one you want, even to be open or even to be closed. What do you want?
Can you roll first?
No.
Evens.
Evens is open. There you go, so you managed to open Cartman's lock. So you're now able to be in combat as when it comes up to your next turn. Yep, so it's now the pig's turn. They're like, oh shit, that one got it. It's the first one's going to use Row of Teeth. So it's passive. This is bubble up under your chin, push through, and new sharpened teeth. It's plus 2 to damage, and it's going to run at probably Cartman as you're... I'm going to say you're there, you're outside the cage, but you're just kind of getting up at the moment. It's going to run towards you and try and bite you. It's only got a D8, and it might spend some grit. It's going to spend 4 grit to make that up to a 8. You need to beat an 8, buddy. Otherwise you're being bitten.
Bappy.
I'll spend 1 grit to beat that, to match it.
You need to spend 2.
Okay.
Packer. Yeah. Cool. Alright. Cool, yeah. So the other one's going to do exactly the same thing then. Try and bite you. It will also spend grit if it needs to.
I'll do the grit in a second.
That's 5. It's going to spend enough grit to make it up to an 8. So 3.
Yeah. What's the attack dice on these guys?
It's a D8. Okay, but so it's going to be plus 2 because they're... Alright, but it's plus 2 on damage and it's 2 bleed for D4 rounds, so...
You didn't tell me that bit.
You win. Oh, that's 10 damage right away. Don't forget you have none of your armour on.
Yeah, but I have SP. I have 2 SP for being 45.
VR.
Yeah,
VR.
So...
And you will bleed for 4 rounds. Oh my word, you'll take 2 damage for 4 rounds. Alright, let's add those on.
That's 8. The D10
would be 10, right? Yeah, 8. And I get the two because obviously the plus 2 take off 2, yeah. So, Kolaris, what are you going to do?
Just keep digging. Oh, and you two, maybe get Jacob out. He seems a bit too out of it to rescue himself at the moment.
Meanwhile, the goat kid is just sitting in its cage looking around in wonder.
Yeah. We'll get him out in the meantime.
I will say you were able to get yourself out. You managed to dig out through and kind of appear out down the bottom. But that will take your turn to do that, though.
Alright.
Gertrude, it's now your turn. You've been bitten.
Yeah,
what are you going
to
do?
I want to jump for my my dildo weapon.
So your weapon will be on the other side of the room. You can go and run and grab that. All your stuff is on the other side of the room.
On the wrong side of the room. But yeah, I still need to get my... I need to grab my shiz.
There's your hacking tool right there.
Yeah, you can stay there for now.
Yeah.
I can't pick it up, so.
Cool, so you run off, pass everything, go grab your shit, equip everything. I'll say you're probably enough to get at least a ranged attack on one of the pigs if you want, as you're kind of picking up shit.
Yeah, I've got one of my javelins, and they're 3.
3, so their scurry is also a D8, so. Let us have a... Oh, fuck.
I read that too.
Unfortunately, you miss.
Yeah, that's fine. It was a bit of a YOLO.
Okay, the reason I said fuck just then is because we've had another technical difficulty. Joy of fucking joys, but hey-ho, we'll make it do. We'll make it work, as usual. Never mind. Took, what's your plan?
Well...
As you watch this... Crusher come over and position itself over what was Gertrude's cage.
Now, from what I can see from the photos, does it look like the pigs are in, like, in the way of the crusher? Or are they just, like, completely out of the way?
They're out of the way. They're not underneath it. They're just kind of, they were beating up Gertrude, so they're kind of more to the side of it. It'll take a turn to come down anyway, so they have plenty of time to move.
Okay. Well, I am in the air. Sorry, I may have missed the part. Does Gertrude have the hacking machine, or do I have the hacking machine?
No, it's on top of the cage.
Okay. I will break the goat kit out, since it's kind of like in line, you know, with, you know.
Can you get it on top of the cage, though?
I have 3 SP.
That's unfortunate. It's unlimited usage.
Keep in mind
that
you don't have any stuff on you except for the lamp thing.
Exactly.
I mean, my plan with the hacking device is once we deal with the pig guys, we can both move it. Because, you know, we can both pick out together. And maybe get from there.
As it sat underneath the crusher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I regret
not being
specific enough about that
effort
now.
Hey, fuck you, you got
an unlimited
tag tool.
I know, but seven just because it's a I mean, fair enough, GG, but I should have been more specific.
Yeah, that's a dick move on my part, but I'm okay with it. So yeah, Tuke, what are you going to do?
I'm going to blast the nearest one with the theater light, because it does have the ranged part of it, but I can.
Yep.
So I will do that. Damn it. That's a 2.
Oh, unfortunately, it's probably not going to be enough.
And that's an 8. Yeah, it's great. It's definitely not. Grand.
Enough. Yep. So it's Piggle 1's turn. Piggle 1's going to go after Kalaris. It's the. Actually, that was the one that had the teeth. Yeah, that one there had the teeth activated. So I will just put that on it. There you go. This one will actually this pierce is free, so it's gonna both have it anyway. It's gonna try and bite you. It's gonna roll a d8.
Bring it, bitch.
It gets a 6.
Okay.
Keep it in mind, it can spend grit if it wants to.
Yeah, so can I. Motherfucker, I have more of it. That'd be a scurry, plus 2. So 7.
Do I want to spend 6 grit? Yeah, I'm going to spend 6 grit. Fuck it. That's a 12.
Okay, so I would have to. Hold on, I'm drunk, Matt. 12, so I'd have to spend 6 grit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I will do. And because it fucking misses. Math again. I get to smack it, don't I?
Yep, shuffle smack.
Yep, shuffle smack. Retaliate with natural attack, which, natural attack is just whatever my roll would be, right? But here's
yeah,
the thing.
Claws.
Currently, my claws are about twice their normal size and dealing a fuck ton more damage.
Yep.
Specifically, let me find that fucking
there
thing.
They are.
I didn't read it because I was attacking before. Does not have DR. D4, so I need to roll a D4 to see how much.
Ooh, that's a 4.
So is that plus 4 or 4 times the damage? I think it might be 4
times.
What's
it written as? Is it DX or something? Or?
Increase the damage of weapon X by 1d4 result. But this is my writing, so I may have fucked it. Regardless, I'll hit the. That. So that's either 9 damage or 20.
Two. Can you remember what that's supposed to be?
For inflate specifically.
You...
Inflate. Hang on.
What are you asking me? What?
Inflate. Yeah, I'm finding the rules. You are a what again? Basher. Brawler, no?
Yep.
You're a brawler.
I am a dasher.
Dasher. Inflate.
Is that a dasher, Gil? Or is that your animal?
I think that's just a... That's
not a dasher.
It's not not the Dasher one. It's a Buster card I have, though. I think it might be the random one.
Oh, yeah, it's a rando. Right, yeah. Nonsense power. Absurd body proportions.
Yeah, sounds right. This is not giving a damage front. I know it did have one, though.
Oh, inflate weapon for bonkage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was the one, because I about died from that ability.
Yep.
Burn 7 grit and blow into your weapon like a balloon. Enlarge it by D4 plus 1 times the normal size for the number of rounds equal to your level. Multiply the damage you inflict this weapon by the result of the D4. So you multiply it by
so
D4 20. Plus 1.
Oh, D4 plus 1? So 25 then. 25 damage.
25 damage. Well, this thing takes an absolute smack to the face. And it's not happy.
That'll teach you, swine.
Still alive though, on the 25. Pretty good.
Yeah. The other one's gonna see its brother being smacked around, it's gonna run over to you as well, and it's just gonna try and vomit on you.
Wait, what?
That is a spew. It's burn X grit to roll the attack. So it's gonna let's just do the attack first to see how much it can take to hit you. Oh, that's a vomit, cannot.
Yeah, Colossus is going to nimbly duck out of the way in the vomit.
However, I said I'd do it. Well, I said I'd do it, so I'm going to do it anyway. If you roll a 1, you suffer X damage. So it's going to have spent 5 grit, and it's going to suffer 5 damage because it vomits all over itself.
And I'm absolutely acing this 2.
It's now your turn to actually attack.
Oh yeah, I get to hit them. I don't want to burn all my grit, so I'm not going to do double scratch. Because that feels like hubris.
So I'll just hit them with a regular... Oh, that's a nat 1, never mind.
Nat 1 doesn't do shit. Gertrude, you have your...
Two big claws and falls over a little bit.
Yep, you have your weapon back. What are you going to do? Oh, actually, you do take bleed damage. So take... it was 2 damage worth of bleed, so make sure you mark that down, buddy. Okay?
Yeah, down 19.
Yep. I'll take one of the dots off, so it indicates you've taken one of the bleeds. It's your turn to attack.
Can I attack the same one Kalar attacked, the damaged one?
Yeah.
The Dill Dominator, please.
You're more than welcome to.
Which is a deep
well.
Fuck's
sake,
three.
Oh.
Can I
roll your scrap first.
Scrap
you don't roll d12, you roll your scrap.
Oh.
To see if you can hit.
Oh, cool. That's a
7. That's a 7. There you go. That's a 4. Yeah, you know, I'll let you hit it. So now you roll your scrap and your scurry. Scrap and your weapon. So 11 plus the d10.
4 plus 15.
15. There you go. Yeah, you managed to swap this thing so hard it heads cave in.
Dead.
And it's dead. Yep. Yep. The crusher machine goes down, crushes the box, crushes the cage. And Tukin, it's your turn.
I am going to. I'm going to swoop down and hit him with the theater light, like physically and not ranged, since Kalaris and Gertrude are so close. Mm-hmm. And that'd be a 4.
It's a 4. Can he dodge it? That's a 3. He hasn't got that much grit left, so yeah, I'll let you hit him.
All right. That is... What's that? Is it D10? 2 damage, oh, that's grand. That's 7 damage, and he takes D4 fire and D4 stun. So, 2 fire and 4 stun.
2 fire and 4 stun. Oof, nice. What did I do last week? Okay, so he's stunned for 2 rounds. He's also on fire for 2 rounds. I'm going to move over quickly. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Cool. Yep, he's now out of action, so it's his turn, and he will take immediately the first... How much fire damage was it?
The two. It, you just said D4 fire, so I don't know if that was... You said he's on fire until he puts himself out, so it's two damage of fire until he puts himself out. But doesn't he get bigger and bigger every turn?
Okay. It does, it doubles, so now that's up to four, and he's stunned for... He's stunned for four rounds, is he?
I think that's what it was, right? That the stun number was how many rounds he stunned?
Well, by that point, he'll basically just die anyway over time, so I'm going to just say this for the sake of time. He will eventually just get wailed onto shit and die. Because there's no point worrying about all that kind of rolling if he's stunned anyway. And he'll basically... He'll get a nice waft of bacon in the air.
You know, we should eat their corpses after. I mean, it's only fair. It's what they were going to do for us.
I mean, they are very... It does smell very tasty. And it would be justice upon Petey here.
Yeah, Petey, do you want to eat your captors?
Who's still in the cage as the conveyor belt's still moving.
Sirs, I might need a little help. And
Was
Jacob
ever
free?
I just want to ask really quickly, did we just lose the unlimited hacking device?
Yeah, you did.
I spawned the god item into the game and I lose it in the same
And it got crushed.
Oh, man. I've missed it already.
And as you're talking, the next cage gets started getting crushed.
You know, wait, okay,
can you help us, please?
Can we get Petey out? Can we just brute force the cage off the conveyor?
I mean, you can laser your eyes.
Yeah, but why use the grit?
Because, you know, they're really strong cages.
Yeah, why the hell do we care about NPCs? Fuck them. Am I right? Yeah, just lame for death.
I mean, Jacob is very much still also in the cage.
Yeah, burn the grip for Jacob, and then, yeah, whatever.
I mean, how about we just push Jacob on? Let's give that go first. Me and you, we share these. Come on, buddy.
You know what? Sure, yes, I'll help you push the cage off side.
There we go. There's.
I blast Petey's mechanism with my theater light.
I thought you were going to say his skull.
Yeah, I put him out of his misery before he gets crushed. Don't worry, Petey, this won't feel... You won't feel a thing.
Yay, I get to see my mom again.
Oh. Roll me the D10 to see if you can crack it open.
That's a 10.
Evens. Yeah, okay, you managed to get
it. Oh, you said that before, like, evens. As if I got, like, a 9, like a 9 out of a 10, you would have failed me. Yeah, thanks, man. I would appreciate it.
But you got him out.
Yeah.
Right, now let's get Jacob out.
Yeah.
Not really.
How are you going to get Jacob?
Yeah,
as the crusher moves along to beat his cage.
I can try and dig him out. I've still got inflated claws for a couple.
It'll take two rounds to do it, and it'll take two rounds before he starts getting crushed.
Oh, so I won't be able to get it done in time.
I mean, do we really need the talking rabbit?
Cap comes back and we just fucking
Yes, that's how do we explain this one to Cap? We kind of let your character kind of get crushed.
Totally preventable, we just could be asked. No, Gertrude, come up here and help me push the cage off the side, so
yeah, I can do that.
Jacob, save.
Go on.
Alright, Greg and I are gonna get this thing out of the way.
I'm gonna want at least a maximum amount.
Are you fucking with us? It's a dingy little crate. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not a dingy little crate. They're quite heavy.
Yeah, it's both of us.
Are they?
Alright.
We should get advantage.
Yeah, okay. Then, yeah, I was going to say I wanted a 10 maximum, but you've both kind of... I can't roll twice, but I'll say you can do it anyway. Yeah, you managed to get him off as just as it starts to crush down and crush the cage out. The alarm seems to fade.
PD, real quick, I have a very important question. Your mother's dead. Is your father dead also?
Oh, I never knew my father.
Is there a Mr. the Goat?
No, we finally saved an orphan!
Woo! wait, we've done something.
Finally, we've done it.
As Mr. Jacob would say, we never did anything wrong.
Yeah, you did.
I feel Cap coming through me as if he says, no, we didn't do anything wrong.
Managed to free yourselves and the goat kid, who's now just going to follow you around like a lost Doshi.
Like a last goat, which is what I am.
Oh, like dinner.
What are you going to do for the last few minutes?
Emergency food. Can we eat the bacon pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat the bacon pigs.
I want my health back. They took a massive chunk out of me. I want some bacon.
Sure. And with that, you can also get all your stuff back. You can re-equip everything.
Just going to sharpen my knife quickly.
Yeah, and you can start eating the pig. Get all your, most of your grit. I'd say get half of your grit back that you spent. All of you, if you want to eat the pig.
How much health is the pig one?
Yes.
So I lost like.
I'm definitely.
Question here. Do, now that we're out of combat, do I add up the rest of the bleed?
You would do, yeah, but I'm just going to say add.
Yeah, go on.
Just half of whatever you lost back into your health.
Okay, sorry.
You know, it's going to do a half and half.
I'll get 13 back.
You said half grit, yeah. Right?
That's 28.
Okay.
Half the grit you spent.
Yeah.
Half the grit I spent?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and then half the health you lost. I didn't
oh,
use
that's just for you, I think, it's the bleed.
Luckily, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right then.
Yeah.
We saved the day. We're all alive. Except potentially Manny, wherever the fuck he is.
Yeah, where is that skunk guy? Normally we can smell him, but...
The little goat boy said he was further along the conveyor.
Mm-hmm. And with that, that's where we're going to end this episode. It's hot as balls in here and I'm dripping in sweat and I don't want to be doing this anymore. So find us on any of our socials, give us a comment, give us a review and all that good jazz. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.